Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, quickly onto the Tigers versus the Knights. This is tough. Knights started the game really, really well. Matter of fact, Knights started the game so well that I'm sitting here going, this is what I expect from that squad. They were great. Tuala was fantastic. I thought Dan Gaga had a massive bounce back game. He had 14 tackle breaks, 203 metres. His form's been a bit down, unfortunately, but he had a massive bounce back game. Jaden Brayley, huge knock. Look, the good thing is that although that second half, it's like they were trying to lose the game, they got the win. They got the win against the fast-finishing Tigers. What did you think about this game, Guru?
Pretty ugly stuff. But Newcastle, everything's just tough for them at the moment, on-field, off-field, whatever it is, just great for them to get a W. I thought Tex Hoy was pretty good. It probably hasn't quite lived up to the hype that he came in with, which was sky high, to be fair. But I thought he had a good game. He would have gone for almost 200 metres, a couple of tackle breaks and whatnot, scored a meaty too. Jake Clifford too. I think he's shown good signs. I'm glad to see him back in this team. I thought he was pretty solid. But, yeah, I don't know if it was harder to lose this game or to win this game. It was tough.
Timmy?
Real bludger of a game, to be honest. It's just like, I remember growing up when the Sunday afternoon 4 o'clock game was like one of the hyped games around. Yeah. They put real heavyweights in it. And nowadays, it's obviously TV related and viewers and audience, all that sort of stuff, but they just seem to throw the cellar dwellers there every week now. And anyway, doesn't matter. Awesome for the night. It's just so hyped for it. Now Sunday afternoons is like,
You used to rush home on a Sunday and make sure you were home.
Well, the next three, I think it's Titans, Knights. You got Raiders versus Tigers. You've got Knights versus Titans. You've got Knights versus Raiders. Sorry, did I say that one? And then the last one is, Tigers versus Raiders. So they're all average games for the rest of the year.
Every time, the 4 o'clock Sundays.
Make your partners feel special on a Sunday for the next month.
Yeah. Seriously. But you're right, though. It used to be such a good finish to the week, or at least a start to the week, however you're looking at it. But she's been tough. Knights situation, thoughts. So it's just all about next year. They desperately need to sign a half. It is like so desperate I cannot describe how.
Yeah, I hope they took the opportunity to talk to
Brooks while he was there.
Or if
he
Hastings.
Or Hastings.
Hastings first, but either of them. I hope they spoke to someone. I think they just need to find a seven. Obviously, Milford's going to leave next year. I'd have no problem with Clifford playing six next year.
Yep.
But I think you need to go out and get yourself a seven. You've got the nine. You've got the one.
Yep.
Actually, in fact, you've got fucking everything. Just get a seven.
Who are they talking about bringing to the club? Was it Bevan French they're talking about bringing in? Bevan French. I mean, it's a good signing, but it's not what they need. Like, fucking not even close.
It's definitely not what they need.
Like, it'd be great for them on the sting, for sure. But they are seriously desperately in need for a seven because the problem is that, like, it's a snowball effect that if they have another year like this, then they start losing all these gun forwards and it's just all of a sudden you're back at the bottom of the table because you've lost all your guns. So, yeah, desperate need for a seven. Sorry, guys, we have to rush through this. We've been going for quite a while. Onto the Tigers quickly. Started really poorly, really un-Tigers-like compared to the last few weeks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, came home really strong. Offa and Galway worked his ass off, 164 metres, 44 tackles. But just some of the sets at the end there where they were trying to win the game were just like, if you ever needed a game to show you why they miss Hastings so much, that was the game. Because if Hastings playing, in my opinion, I think they probably win it. I really do.
He was playing 7, 6, 13, 9, front row. Fuck, they would have won with him on the field.
Yeah, oh, I reckon they would have for sure. And it just shows you, like, Dewey can only do so much. He needs someone there with him. You know, I thought, you know, Jock Madden had some good moments, but just towards the end of the game, like, they weren't even throwing any real good shape at them. It was just like, do your best kind of stuff. Look, they need to keep, like, if they... I know there's, like, rumblings about Hastings moving on, but I think that's insanity that they would lose a guy like Hastings.
I don't even know if it's better for Hastings, whether he's, like, for his value. I don't know if it rises more when he's on or off the field.
Seriously. If I'm not, I'm throwing a big contract at Hastings, like a big contract. Well,
you look at – I was sort of excited for Adam Dewey about how we wrapped him massively last week, and I was thinking, all right, Hastings out, Brooks out – it's his show to run. It just, like, it showed that while he can get a team around the park, he was really off in this one and sort of didn't, because he didn't sort of have, you mentioned Birdo gets unleashed with Flano running the show.
Yep.
Dewey and Birdo are similar enough footballers in a lot of ways, and he needs someone to unlock him because he was running the show. Like, didn't have a lot of touches. The last set of the game when the Tigers were attacking the Knights line, he didn't touch the ball. Now, I don't know if that was his fault or poor decisions from dummy half.
Well, the sets before that, he was getting tackled on the floor.
Yeah, getting tackled. And then the last set, they had 2 1-ups. This is with like 30 seconds to go, front rowers. And then they had a scoop from dummy half, and that was basically it.
Yeah.
Just going, they were just a shambles.
Yeah, whereas like Hastings would have been boom, straight in there, boom, 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 get there, and it would just... I honestly, if it is true that the Tigers, like, may not want to re-sign or whatever, like, I don't think it is. But if it is true, Hastings, he deserves better. Like, look what he has done when he's played for that club. He should be number one, like, we are keeping you no matter what.
Yeah.
Hastings and Dewey, if they have Hastings and Dewey in the side, with Appy at 9, with Papali'i on the edge there, they can play finals footy. That's like, they've got some really good outside backs like Asu Kapoa. Like, I thought he had 7 tackle breaks. Like, okay, yeah, he missed a few tackles or whatever, but there's potential there. Naden, we all know Naden can play some good footy on his day. Stafford Toa, again. Ken Mamalo, like, when he's on, he's on. Yeah, really, really tough loss for the Tigers, and kind of ruined a lot of good work that they'd put in.
Well, we sat here 7 days ago so bullish about them, about knocking off the Bronx, almost knocking off the Cows, and then we're sitting here now and they got beaten by Newcastle and just looked to shambles against them. Yeah, oh, so disappointed. I was so excited for them.
At Campbelltown.
Yeah.
It's just, poor. I feel sorry for their fans, but unfortunate loss. Hopefully they can bounce back next week. We are done. Done and dusted. Any announcements, guys?
No, we're all good.
All good?
All good, mate.
Dad Drop, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Be there. Also, Bloke Hoodies, there's about 100 left, I think, so not many. So get in before they go, and I'll go and fuck myself. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.